gave people time to reach out and touch. It was lovely, and thank you for everyone that was beginning to move around the room, and that definitely is what Melanie was saying. It always fascinates me because we've been working so much for quite a while now in trusting in that flow, and it's just amazing when I see the song that she's picked out, and sometimes she picks the song out before I know what I'm going to be speaking on, and then all of a sudden it just fits in. So it is wonderful, and thank you for that. So I am continuing on with a two-part prosperity series. The Wednesday evening class, we've started on Mary Mannon Morrissey's Prosperity Plus 2 program. It's a fascinating program to invite us into a different way of looking at money and abundance in our relationships and all of our aspects of prosperity. And so my talk has been on prosperous living, abundant results. And so this is part two. This is tuning into a different channel. Okay. So you know, when we talk about money, we talk about prosperity. You know, it's what comes up. What comes up? People in the class. Hey, sweetie, it's good to see you. Huh? If you're happy at work. What about the bills? Do you skip out to the mailbox when you know they're coming due? I just stick them under my arm and don't look at them for a long time. Yeah. Anybody else? Anxiety comes up. Terror. Fear, change. See, all of these... Oh, wait, what? Anger. So, all of these are a part of the human consciousness that have developed out of belief systems over time. We talked a little bit about money is dirty or filthy rich or doesn't grow on trees. You know, all of those like kind of things that have just been around for a long time. And while we don't think we really believe in them, holy cow, I will tell you, in taking this class, and I've been doing work a long time, and stuff is in my face just right there. And it's taking me back to childhood. And the ways that I thought about money or handled money. And so what it reminds me is, friends, that we're all in this together. There's a race consciousness of belief systems throughout humanity that we're in the process of shifting. And it's the good news if we're aware that we're doing that, because if we're not aware, we're going to be mired in this stuff and going, what the heck is going on, right? And so this is this wonderful opportunity to begin shifting our consciousness around how we hold money and the flow of it in our lives, which I saw in your song, Melanie, we are flowing. So that's a part of today's talk. I love that. You know, the flow of things in our lives. And so day in and day out, we are bombarded with circumstances. How many of you watch the news? Okay, and how many of you listen to the radio? How many of you listen to your friends around the cooler at work? Or your spouse, or your kids, or your grandparents, or whoever. There are so many things that bombard us, friends, on a daily basis. From our world situation, from politics. We have so many challenging things with teen suicide, with our kids being bullied in school. These are all elements that are present in the consciousness and in our society and that bombard us on a daily basis. So, you know, we can sort of sit up here and speak lightly about prosperous living and abundant results, but what does that really mean? from scripture, Psalms 36, 7 through 8. It says, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God! And the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house." Wow. And from Psalm 37, 3 through 4, it goes on to say, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." So what is this scripture telling us? It's inviting us into an awareness that the presence of God is everywhere and is limitless substance. It's not some person up in the sky who doles out a little bit here or there if you're good or bad. God is the living substance of all creation, all that is, and it's abundant and everywhere, unconditionally. And yet what it says is to take refuge in the shadow of the wings. What it means is to move into the thinking that is in alignment with the truth of the presence of God. Delight yourself in the Lord. In other words, be present in the activity of your thoughts in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. What it's saying is, what we focus our thoughts and attention are what manifests in our world. It's what we end up seeing the most of. We know that. We talk about the law of attraction. We're aware of that, and yet in the activity of our lives, we tend to forget. How many of you like listen to the radio in your car? Or maybe your MP3s, I don't know what the... I'm not up to date on all this stuff. Okay. Okay, what happens when a song comes on you don't like? Maybe on Pandora or iHeartRadio. What happens when a song comes up you don't like? No kidding. Now how hard is it? Beep, done, gone. Yeah. So friends, what if we entertain the idea that shifting into a place, a different awareness of abundance, simply is about shifting the channel, tuning in to a different channel on a moment-to-moment basis. Ben Sweetland, who is a psychologist and an author, he said, "The world is full of abundance and opportunities." Don't you love this? "But far too many people come to the fountain of life with a sieve instead of a tank car, a teaspoon instead of a steam shovel. They expect little, and as a result, they get little." And Napoleon Hill says, "The vast majority of people are born, grow up, struggle, and go through life in misery and failure, not realizing that it would be just as easy to switch over and get exactly what they want out of life, not recognizing that the mind attracts the thing it dwells upon." So if you're listening to a song on a station on the radio that is just playing the wrong thing, saying the wrong words, in discordant toning, what do you do? You tune to another channel. See, we tend to be focused upon the issues and the problems we see in our news. Does our news talk about the good things going on for the most part? No. And it sensationalizes because it knows that at the emotional human outer reactive level, that is where it will grab a hold of the most people. And that's what it wants to do, because then it gets to sell commercials and sell products, and, you know, that's the way of the world when we're engaged in that. Now, if you are able to watch the news and stay removed and go, "Isn't that interesting?" That's great. And thank you to those of you who do, who come and tell me if there's anything major that's going on in the world, because I tend to just focus a different place. So that's what our invitation is, friends, to do. Is to change channels and to be aware of the good that is all around us versus trying to fix the stuff that is the problem. Because when like attracts like and we're focused on the problem, guess what we get more of? Yeah. Okay, we all get A's for today. That's it. And it's kind of like I went, wow, well, you know, in that process of shifting the channel, there's a part of me that resists that. You know, because the other stuff is real familiar. And I had mentioned last week, and I really appreciated Judy in class kind of bringing something to light because she heard it a little differently. And I wanted to clarify because I said that, that oftentimes what happens when we begin embracing limitlessness, you know, the vastness of our dreams and ideas and, you know, having gazillions of dollars in the bank or whatever it is, or a big boat or a palatial home or a wonderful relationship or deep friends, or when we start to expand our mind to include that, what tends to stop us is a place of our mind, our intellect mind, which is used to being in control to make something happen, right? That's the executive power. It's what its purpose is. So it jumps right in there and goes, okay, ooh, how do I do this? Well, the truth is, it doesn't know how. All the executive mind knows, just like a computer, is the program that's already there. And then it stops because the mind goes, I don't know. I can't do that. I'm not good enough. Where will that come from? Nobody likes me. I don't know. Those are, you know, some of the things that we run. It doesn't know how, and so it stops us. So the thing of shifting the channel is beginning to be willing to use our imagination and not have to know how or why, but to just simply fly on the wings of limitlessness. And then we will be tapping into the infinite wisdom of godness, of God mind, of wisdom, intelligence, beyond just the limited part that we can see in our human executive mind. We will tap into every good thing, and it will give us the how. And that's what Judy was saying. It's like, well, and we need to step forward in things. We can't just, you know, sit back and, you know, gaze at the stars. And so that's very true, but it's the second part. First of all, we have to fly. You know, we just have to let go and embrace unlimitedness. So I love this quote from Linda Chandler. She was a best-selling author and an amazing, one of the leading American businesswomen who broke the glass ceiling and was extremely successful. She said, hold positive expectancy in the front of your mind. Don't you like that? Positive expectancy. And it will appear in the palm of your hand. Live in your imagination, not in your past. Wow. See, the past is the beliefs we have of it can only work this way, or I can only have so much, or I will barely be able to pay my bills, or I won't ever find the love of my life, or whatever. Those are the past beliefs we've had from past experiences and circumstances. But to live in our imagination invites us to embrace every good thing and to begin noticing how much good is all around us all the time. Because when we're focused on the problems, we forget to see. How many of you still bend down and pick up a penny when you find it on the ground? Or sometimes you just go, eh. You know, it's just, and there's no right or wrong with that. It's just noticing. It's just something to notice and to go, wow, it's a penny. And, you know, it might not be about the monetary value of it, but the fact that out of something that wasn't there, all of a sudden something is. It's a reminder. It's an invitation, you know, to explore and go, ooh, God's blessings are everywhere. Out of Charles Fillmore's book, Prosperity, he says, "One who knows God as his unfailing resource can be assured of his supply." Not can just sort of think about it, but can be assured of his supply when it is needed. Under divine law, which is principle, which is the activity of spirit, under divine law, this is universal law, this is immutable, it is what is. There is an ever-increasing richness of consciousness coming from the certain knowledge that God is infinite and unfailing supply. Outer things conform to the inner pattern, and riches are attracted to the one who lives close to the unselfish heart of God. This is Charles Fillmore speaking 100 whatever years ago. 100 years ago. Lives close in the unselfish heart of God. It lives close in the consciousness in where we place our focus and our attention. And how often are we willing to tune to a different channel? Because the activity of our minds with our fears, our doubts, the places that believe in limitation are just going to keep running through. And I discovered that I tend to, because having been in my spiritual journey most of my life, I have worked hard at my spirituality. Anybody else? Have you worked hard at your spirituality? Man, I've really worked hard at it, and it's like, it kind of sucks to do that. Because it's like draining. But there's still this old thing that if I work really hard at it, I will do it good enough. And there isn't anything about God that says you have to do something to be good enough. See, this is just a shift in the channel, in the focus of our thinking to embrace. It's not about working hard. It's about working choicefully. It's about that willingness to tune to a different channel. Tuning into God's ever-present substance opens the flow of unfailing abundance. Friends, not sometimes or every other time, but every time we tune into and we are aligned in the consciousness of our thinking with abundance and prosperity, that immutable law of the universe, like attracts like, the law of attraction, that begins to resonate in our universe and draw it forth into manifestation. Now, of course, we want sort of instant gratification in this. You know, we're used to, oh, we punch the computer, there it goes, and it's done. Friends, this is practicing. This is a journey. This is a willingness to begin being in the flow and understanding that it is a process. So part of participating in the abundance of our universe and our lives is an understanding that it is indeed a flow. And there's a tendency that once we get stuff, then we hang on to it, right? Oh, I better tuck that away. Now, that doesn't mean it isn't wise to have appropriate amounts that are put aside for what is necessary. But I love the story of Moses in the desert. And he invited the people to move, leave Egypt, leave that in unity. We call that the lower consciousness of thinking, to move out of Egypt. And they wandered in the desert for 40 years, which we know is not necessarily 40 years. 40 in the Bible just represents however long it took. So they wandered in the desert, right? And then they got really hungry and didn't have food to eat. And then they're starting to grumble. Well, when we were at servitude, at least we were fed. At least we knew what, you know, and so don't our minds do that? We sort of pick up that old belief system. We go back to it. Yeah. And so I'd like to, share, from Exodus, and then I'm going to paraphrase because it's kind of a long thing here, but, Exodus 16:12-14, Moses was instructed by the voice of the presence of God to tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God. That evening quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. And then they ultimately began to reap that dew, those thin flakes, and it became manna, it became bread, bread of heaven. And it goes on in the story to say, take what you need right now. Eat as you were hungry. And don't save it for the next day. Well, some people, of course, saved it. And what happened? Well, then there were moths and worms in it by the next day. Because the lesson here, again, it wasn't literal, but it is metaphorical. And what it's inviting us into an awareness of the activity of process is that it is a flow. And any time we hoard or we hold on to or we close down, we stop that flow from coming into our lives. Things that close us down are fear. Things that close us down are, I won't have enough. So how many of you opened your windows yesterday and let the breeze blow through? The other day, I can't remember when it was, Susan had the whole church open. She opened all these windows in my office over here. And she says, Kevin always knows it's beginning of spring because I open up the whole house. So she opened up our whole house here. And the wind is blowing, the breeze is blowing. Yesterday, I opened the windows. And see, what happens is all the old stuff that no longer serves us gets blown out the window. And it keeps moving. And guess what? It keeps coming back in. Excuse me. And it keeps moving. And so, friends, this is what we get to begin entertaining as we tune to a different channel and as we recognize all the good things that are around us. As we open our minds to embrace something different, something we don't even know yet, something limitless. We begin to participate in that which is the flow. And giving is as important as receiving. And receiving is as important as giving. They're one and the same. We haven't really been taught that. But friends, if all you ever did was give, eventually, what would you have left to give? See, that's not what Christ taught. Christ taught of renewal, of ever-sufficiency. So as we receive, it enables us to give, and then with joy and with gratitude, we give forth of our money, of our time, of our talent. And in that process, when we release and let it go, when we don't hang on to it, it doesn't mold, it doesn't get the bread flies in it and all that they talked about in the Bible. It moves, and then it expands, and then it flows back in our open windows and brings to us the manna always present. In Proverbs it says, Proverbs 11, 24 and 25, it says, there is one who scatters, in other words, gets, releases, right? And yet increases all the more. And there is one who withholds what is justly due, and yet it results only in want. The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered. Friends, we are invited to tune to a different channel than the activity of our minds when it is focused on lack or fear. We're invited to tune to an awareness that allows us to fly in the limitlessness of our imagination, to focus on the dreams, the desires, and everything that our heart would want without needing to know how it's going to happen. And with a faith that trusts in the presence of God that's being activated through the power of our thoughts that draw it forth from substance into expression. keep tuned to the channels that are of love and light and of fullness and abundance, and participate in the process. Participate in the process of giving, of opening the windows, of allowing the flow, and of also making room within the heart of your being to receive in order that you may give. So enjoy this next week. Let your imaginations fly high. Know that prosperity is an attitude of being. And I'll leave you with this quote from Sarah Van Brannick. Both abundance and lack exist simultaneously in our lives as parallel realities. It is always our conscious choice which secret garden we will tend. When we choose not to focus on what is missing from our lives, but are grateful for the abundance that's present, love, health, family, friends, work, the joys of nature, and personal pursuits that bring us pleasure, the wasteland of illusion then falls away, and we experience heaven on earth. Let's live in abundance.